Collins, and I'm a Christian Science practitioner and teacher in New York City. And I'm delighted to be here. And I'd like to tell you that just recently I came across a definition of the word resurrection that Mary Baker Eddy has written in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. And it reads, resurrection, spiritualization of thought, a new and higher idea of immortality or spiritual existence, material belief yielding to spiritual understanding. So I had this type of resurrection or spiritualization of thought when I found Christian Science, and this incredible comforter brought me healing. And this is what happened to me. You see, I grew up in Long Island, New York, with my family, my parents, brother and sister, grandparents, etc., and attended public schools and had all the amenities of a good education. Music, tennis, swimming, dance lessons, occasional trips to the Big Apple, and Sunday school always. However, in spite of all of these wonderful, engaging activities, I was in tremendous bondage. Bondage to allergies, for one thing, food, animals, dust, feathers, flowers, perfume, mold, and more. I was also plagued with asthma and had quite severe hay fever. And over the years, I had a couple of operations also. So there was a lot of drugging and doctoring going on in my life, pills and potions, injections, all kinds of things. I really was a walking medicine cabinet. Then I attended a very beautiful school in the Rockies in Colorado and contracted mononucleosis. And there I was prescribed uppers and downers, uppers to wake up, downers to go to sleep. It was really a virtual treadmill. And then eventually, I was prescribed Valium, a powerful tranquilizer, and that's when an addiction began. My search for God, which actually had begun much earlier, became even more ardent. I read all kinds of books, Jean-Paul Sartre, Norman Vincent Peale, Eric Burns, Games People Play, anything I could find that I thought might help. Where was God? Who was God? Why was man here? The typical questions so many people ask. Finally, I was led to Christian Science, the science of the Christ, the science of love, of good. I was quite elated, and this is when my resurrection kind of began. In the book of Luke, where it tells of the story of the disciples walking to Emmaus, just following Christ Jesus' crucifixion and burial, one can literally feel the resurrection going on in the consciousness of these apostles. They just learned that Jesus was no longer in the sepulcher, in the grave. His body wasn't there. And when the apostles discovered that Jesus was actually right there walking with them, they realized that perhaps prophecy had been fulfilled. Jesus remarked, "O fools and slow of heart to believe, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And then when Jesus passed out of their sight, following his magnificent communion with them, they asked, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened up the scriptures to us?" So this is what happens to us too, really. When we pray to our Heavenly Father, our thought is lifted, resurrected. We feel love's presence. A shift in consciousness occurs, and the Christ has touched us. This Christ, the truth that God communicates to us, is the activity of God going on right where we are. And little by little, a resurrection was going on in my thought. It was being lifted and purified. It went something like this. I was beginning to see man in a different light. My consciousness was becoming more godly, more spiritualized. I realized that man was actually the very image and likeness of God, his exact expression. I was made up of his qualities and his attributes, not of flesh, blood, and bones. In fact, I eventually understood man individually and uniquely expresses God's character, his consciousness, his works. Again, not fleshly, mortal, material. So as I endeavored to think and perceive God the way he would have me to perceive of him and to know him as he would have me to know him, healings commenced. Material thinking was beginning to yield to spiritual understanding. Mrs. Eddy writes, "For man's extremity is God's opportunity." And she says, truth has a healing effect, even when not fully understood. So without me fully understanding even, my consciousness had been purified and lifted by the ever-active Christ. I don't think it was too long after this that my confidence and love in God had grown so deeply that I was able to pour all of those Valium pills down the drain. The monkey in my back was gone. God was supplying me with the poise, peace, calm, and ever-present love that I really needed, and that didn't come from a powder or a material object. Therefore, with spiritualization of thought, the things that held me in bondage, every single one of these difficulties were taken care of. I was healed. Over the years, every single one of these difficulties have gone. And so it goes on. Healing comes as our thought is lifted, as we listen for our Heavenly Father's impartations. They come to us because God loves us. We're His precious, beloved reflection and image. His care is eternal.
That was Susan Collins, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from New York, New York. And thanks for listening to this edition of News of Healing, a podcast of the Christian Science Sentinel.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.